great-grandmother. She was rather smart in her black hat. First of all, I'm really grateful that that you've invited me here today and here with my son Nick, and we couldn't be more pleased to be involved. I'm actually overwhelmed when I see this. I thought it was going to be a smaller statue in the corner of the club. I didn't realise that it's going to be a monument in this junction of all these roads. It's just absolutely fantastic. Particularly thanks to Paul, who's been the driving force of this whole project. Paul Chappie's had to read through the whole of my very old, clunky website, which is absolutely, I know it's on the internet, but there's no technology involved there. But he read the whole thing and he contacted me, and I'm really pleased you did, because, you know, we're thrilled to be involved. So really, what I'd like to just say to you is that although this looks like a sort of history lesson, Albert's part of our family, and we were brought up hearing about this story, and there are members of our family that knew him and told me all about it, so we regard him as just Uncle Albert, really. The first one I'd like to mention is his sister. All his brothers were in the trenches in 1918 when he went to Buckingham Palace to get his medal. So he went with his mum and his sister. And his sister, hero worshipped him. Every time I met her when she was an older lady, she took every opportunity to tell me all about her and how great he was, and he was her hero. She never married. She tended his grave in Camberwell Cemetery for the whole of her life, and when she died, she buried in the same grave with him. So that was Aunt Mary. I've got a cousin, Don McKenzie, in America, who actually currently owns the Victoria Cross. It's still, we're really proud that the medal is still in the family. Don inherited it from Albert's eldest brother, to father, son, grandson. And although Don is an American, he's donated the medal back to the War Museum in London, where he thought it should be, and it's on long-term display there. And he's a very modest chap. Don didn't come over here to get involved or hand it over, and just actually the Royal Navy brought it back. The naval attaché at the Washington Embassy flew back from the States with the medal and delivered it to the War Museum, which was very nice, because how it got to the States was that my great grandmother just stuck it in an envelope and sent it to her son to look after that. So fantastic. And I also mentioned my dear old dad, who died a few years ago now. He was only a boy during the First World War, but he always used to tell me about Albert coming home on leave just before the training for the raid. My dad was 9 and Albert was 18, so you can imagine the sort of hero worship, the chap in the Navy, and they all played football out in the street somewhere around here, quite near here, all the Mackenzie gang. I just think they were a right load of tearaways until the club got hold of them. But so Dad always remembers that, his Uncle Albert. What Dad wouldn't have known, of course, was that Albert was probably on his best behaviour that day, because only a few weeks before that he'd been locked up on HMS Neptune. We don't know what for, doesn't say in the log exactly. I imagine, because he was apparently a pretty good boxer, so I imagine it was a bit of, you know, part-time boxing practice with whoever happened to be in the life. And the funny thing is, he volunteered for the raid soon after that, so I don't think any connection between you locked up and volunteering, but I can imagine, you can see, he was the first off the Vindictive up the ramp onto the mall, and I just think any Germans who got his way didn't stand a chance, knowing that's the catch. So anyway, and a final thing as well, our Belgian colleague here today, the Belgian TV, the equivalent of the BBC, have just made a documentary on the raid of Zeebrugge, and when they were making the documentary, they wanted to focus on one part of it, and luckily, they focused the whole thing around Albert, and it was on Belgian TV just last week. They promised to send me a CD of it, and you know, I'll get you a copy, because apparently, you know, it's going to be very nice, if not very professional, and give you a bit more of the story of the raid. So that's it for me. I'm delighted to be here, and thank you very much for asking me, and thank you very much, all of you, for attending.